Hi, my name is Joe Edwards. I'm from Gateway 97.8. I'm here today at Tailgate at Basden, here to interview Sid. Hello, Sid.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing? Hello, listeners.
Not bad, thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm very good, actually. Very, very good. Nice and calm and relaxed just before I go on stage.
Wow, on stage. Bit nervous, aren't you?
Nope, I'm definitely not nervous. I'm used to doing what I'm doing, so it's just a job, you know?
I know it's a job, but it's fantastic what you're doing. It's, you know, I've been watching you for so many years since you've been on TV, but it's just great. Yeah. My niece and nephew just love it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great job. You're right, it is fantastic. It's a good opportunity for me to let some of the inhibitions that I have inside of me out and just feel free and, you know, run around, be crazy and actually get paid for it. And, you know, so I do go out there thinking, yeah, you know, I'm really lucky. And, you know, but I think there are lots of jobs that are more worthy than the one that I do. And, you know, and I think that I'm lucky enough to be able to communicate in the way that I do with the audience and with the listeners and with the viewers. And I think that's something quite special.
That sounds really good. I've got some couple of questions to ask you. What did you get into children's acting entertainer?
Why did I get into it?
Yeah, how did you get into it?
Well, I just went to a drama school. You know, I decided that one day I wanted to change my life and I wanted to be an actor, really. So I was in sales and marketing, you know, doing little jobs like that. And I was doing quite well. And I just thought, you know what, I fancy a change. I fancy doing something else. So I went to a drama school in Brighton, trained to be an actor. And I left, and when I left, I produced my own theatre show, and I got an agent from that, and I've just carried on working, and here I am.
That sounds really, really good. I wish I could be an actor, but I haven't got the experience to do it yet, really. How did it all start?
It was just a simple case of going to drama school, training, and developing the skill. And, you know, for me, I just felt like this was something that I wanted to do as a career. You know, I had a couple of weeks on a workshop at the drama school where I trained. So I had an idea of what it was going to be like doing the full-time course from that workshop. And for me, it was like, okay, this is definitely what I want to do. You know, after the workshop, I knew I was hooked. I definitely wanted to do it. And, you know, what's funny about this business is that, you know, they say that 95% of the industry is out of work at any given time. So there are lots of really talented people, far more talented than I am, who aren't working. You know, so there's something else that has to happen, I think, to make things work out for you. And some of that has to be a certain amount of belief and hard work. You know, don't be afraid to work hard at what it is that you want to do. And don't be afraid to believe in what you can do and, you know, and to keep putting yourself in positions where perhaps an opportunity can come up.
Well, that's very, very nice to hear you're busy all the time. Well, how did you feel with the TV? Was it good, or was you nervous, or was you embarrassed? Or
yeah, I definitely don't think embarrassment can come into it, because you're in the wrong job if you get embarrassed about doing what you do. But I think when I started, it was a new thing for me, because I never even considered being a presenter. You know, like I say, I went to drama school to act. You know, as far as I was concerned, I was going to go out there, get known by as many people as possible, so I could become a movie star and make movies, as they call them in America, and get paid millions of pounds or dollars, I don't really mind, for doing the job. And then I could actually spend the rest of my life performing in theatre productions that I wanted to perform in, because for me, it's all about the live performance. And I just wanted to find a way to be a performer on stage, because theatre doesn't pay very well. And so, you know, it's nice to have a nice backing, like being a movie star. I have a few million in the bank, so I can actually choose what jobs I want to do. So that was my plan. And then I ended up, you know, being plucked from that little plan by the BBC. So I got offered this job to be a presenter. And I thought, actually, it's a job on television, so it's one way of getting known. It could lead to where I want to go in the end. And, you know, it's paying regular money. And I'm, you know, I'm okay to go off and do other theatre work, they said. So they were happy about me carrying on and pursuing my acting career. So it seemed like a really good offer, really. I just thought, well, let's give it a go. So when I started, I'm a technical type of performer. I like to have the things that are required of me technically put down or correct, as they like to say. And once that's done, then I can relax and get into the performance. So when I started, it was quite nerve-wracking, because there were lots of things to learn technically, but at the same time, we were learning on the job. So we were actually, you know, I was presenting and learning at the same time. However, so were lots of other people, because the CBeebies channel was launching. So there were lots of new things about it, which other people, the variables of it, other people hadn't worked out yet. So it gave me a chance to learn the craft behind the scenes of everybody else sort of working out what was going on. People often ask me what it's like, you know, why work with children and animals, and actually, you know, or they say you shouldn't work with children and animals. And I disagree, actually. I mean, they are difficult, I've got to say. They are very difficult to work with. However, I've met some adults who are much more difficult to work with. And, funnily enough, even though I'm working as a children's television presenter in children's television, there aren't very many children that we come across in our job. But I spend most of the time talking to the camera. And for me, actually, when I started this job, it was a really useful thing to do, to imagine that I was talking to a child. And it just so happened that when I started working on CBeebies, my son was just 3.5 years of age then. And I relied entirely for at least 2 years on the fact that I pretended I was talking to him. And so I wasn't actually working with the child, but thank goodness I could imagine that I was.
That's very interesting, actually. It's very interesting indeed. Like I said earlier, my niece and nephew watches CBeebies all the time, and I love CBeebies. I wish I was four again so I can watch you again, but I'm thinking of going out to that now. Basically, how do you get around on what's the best show you ever done in theatre?
I haven't done a lot of theatre. The first job I did was the main job. The first job I did was first main job was a number one UK tour of The Twits. Which was a Roald Dahl. It's a Roald Dahl story, in case you don't know. And that was fantastic. And that was a really great experience because it was my first major theatre show, and you know it did pay quite well, that one actually. And you know, and I got a lot of experience from doing it. That was my first main show. The very first show, paid job was in Brighton, where the festival was on, and it was during my first month of work from drama school. So I basically, like I said, I produced my own show, and then I had to bring my show forward because I was offered a job in another play, which was the Withnail and I world premiere, actually. It was a world stage premiere of Withnail and I. That was a great job because it was my first proper job, and I was working with professional actors, and I felt really great about the experience that I was gaining from that. And then doing the tour with The Twits, that was another fantastic experience because it was like a seven-month gig. And then and that meant, that gave me kudos, that gave me, you know, my CV would then start looking good because, you know, apparently to get a big job like that, you had to have lots of small theatre experience behind you before people would look at you. But it just so happened I got looked at, and I had the audition, and I had a second audition, and I got the job. So I felt very worthy of the job, and I got a great experience from it. And I think, you know, for me, the first experience like that is always going to be the best one. But then there was, I did play Aslan in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe at the Opera House in Cork. And that was a great experience for me as well, because I think I grew as a performer when I took that role on and performed that for a few weeks at the Opera House in Cork. Yeah, so that I'd say that was my best favourite.
Well, that's all very interesting indeed. I'd just like to say thank you very much for your time at the Tamworth Theatre in Bezden.
That's absolute pleasure, Joe, and really nice to meet you. Thank you very much. Cheers. Hello, this is Sid from CBeebies, and you are listening to Gateway 97.8. Don't forget, keep it locked.